Sometimes parents really got to be creative. I mean, you don't have a choice. You just have to be creative. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Veronica. Last night, my seven-year-old daughter, Charlie, comes to me, and she's like, my heel's killing me, my foot's killing me, and she's crying, right? And I'm like, your heel's been all right for a while. Like, I've never heard of this problem before. Oh, no, it's like, oh, it's my heel's good. You know what?
Does she have like an overly active day?
No, I don't know what was going on.
just a fang.
Seven-year-old girl, I guess. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. For me, I'm like on the job training with this parent thing. I got five kids. I'm on the job training, man. I don't know what's going on. Well, so I thought I'd try to be funny at first, right? I said, oh, it's cool. All we have to do is cut your heel off, and like a lizard's tail, it grows back. Oh, more tears. Made it worse. Oh, not boy. Good.
Sorry. So I didn't mean to laugh. It's just, you know.
No, it's all you've been doing. I know. You know what I mean? You're clowning on me, dog. So then I'm like, now I got to really figure this out. I've made this worse, right? So I go, okay, Charlie, there's this thing, but you can't tell anybody, but I can summon the Indian gods. They have a foot god. And the Indian foot gods come and they soothe and heal your heel. And she goes, please, Daddy, make it better. Hey, do you remember in Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi, when he did the clap? He did. And then his hands together. So I'm doing that and she's looking at me and the tears stop. And I'm like, I'm onto something. But then my hands are getting hot because I keep doing that. And I'm like, what's next, right? So I got to start making kind of like, you know, I got to make Indian god chants, right?
And then
I
start. Man, really?
Well, I don't know. What do? I put myself into this situation. So then I start thinking of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Remember that one guy? How did he do it? That
Kalima.
Yeah.
Shakti de Kalima.
I wasn't that good, but I did stuff like that. And I'm going, hey, and I separated my hands. I put it on her heel for 5 seconds. And I went, repeat after me. And she did it. Wakes up this morning. I get a text from Melissa. Charlie says, tell Daddy thank you. The Indian gods cured my foot. I feel great.
Whoa!
That's adorable.
That's awesome.
You did it, Dad. You did it.
Buddy, look at you.
Hey, but be honest. Do you think it's true? Like, do you think I really summoned the Indian gods?
You may have.
There's a possibility.
Anything can happen.
800-992-1099. I feel extra powerful today. Call us. When did you have to make something up on the floor? Not that I made it up, but you know what I'm saying. Call us when you had to calm the kids with something like that, man.
Had to make up the spiritual gods of foot healing for my daughter the other day. Her heel was hurting. I didn't know what else to do. 99.5 QIK is Mark and Veronica. I had a special chant. I was rubbing my hands together like Mr. Miyagi when he fixed the broken leg.
Dude, that's impressive that you came up with that on the fly.
I guess. I don't know. It worked, man. So we're talking to parents. Parents that came up with stuff on the fly to help their kids get through something to calm them down. Caitlin, welcome to the show.
I have a four-year-old boy who was scared of the monsters in his closet at night. So he kept telling me I needed to turn the closet light on at night, scared of the dark. Well, I bought him a little nightlight that has Marvel characters on it. And I told him that he didn't need his closet light anymore because the Marvel characters were here to protect his dreams.
I like that.
That's good.
Superheroes. Yep.
So now he gets really excited about his superhero nightlight protecting him.
You know, that's actually such a simple solution to a huge problem.
Yeah.
Like, just buy some superheroes, put them in the room and being like, they're here for you. They're here to protect you.
And he's so excited about it every night.
Good job, Caitlin. That's like a bad dream hack for kids. I love that.
I like it.
Hey, Paulie.
I got a great story for you.
Okay.
My kids are all in their 20s and 30s now, but when Matthew was 7 years old, he had a loose tooth, and I was always Dr. Paul or Dr. Dad. And I said, Matt, we're going to pull it out. So I said, let's get the camera. Let's make it like a TV show. So we're starting to pull it, and I didn't realize I had more skin than I thought he had on there. And he says, Dad, stop a minute. And it's dripping blood a little bit. And he looks at the camera and he goes, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
That's awesome.
That is great.